We're back to talk more about the 9 ways to build others up. There's a learning to building others up. To learn the spiritual discipline of encouragement. If an encouraging thought comes to mind, share it. It may not have the same effect if you wait. Don't let shyness hold you back. Instead, form a new habit. Encourage one another daily as long as it is today. So let's talk about this way of building someone up. Discipline. Do you think that discipline and being an encourager go together? It does. To change how we talk means to change how we think. If we have been one who's been passive-aggressive, if we've learned bad habits, habits of not noticing when someone is excelling, not paying attention to the positive traits of others, what happens is we go through our day, we do our work, and we just fixate on an internal way that we have learned how to think about positive news in ourselves and in others. I know that even now, and I have been praying about this, working on this as a spiritual trait, there are times when I just get caught up in my own agenda for a day. And the Lord brings someone to my life, and if that discipline is not in my life, often the moment goes by and I miss the opportunity. Let's talk about those opportunities. You know what I'm talking about. Someone said something, did something that warrants an encouraging word. But then you miss that moment because, well, you didn't really want to interrupt a flow, and I understand that. But the danger is often that when the impulse comes to share an encouraging word, we let it go. Now, we can go back and we say, you know, I noticed back then this happened and so forth. And that is effective if you miss that moment. But discipline is actually looking and finding and developing a sense for appropriate encouragement. I want to talk about appropriate encouragement. I'm not saying that you go around in life and become an expert at flattery. Flattery, where you just gush out positive things. And I'll tell you right now, if that is what you understand by this, become an encourager in a discipline of encourager, people will see right through it. They will believe that you have an angle. No, I'm talking about appropriate encouragement. That you notice them as people. How does appropriate encouragement as a discipline come into your life? It comes out of learning to be a listener. Learning how to not talk, but see what someone else is saying and listen to what they are saying before you say something in return. And then noticing when even words are used. Sometimes what you will notice if you really listen is you'll notice that somebody uses a word that's even a key to their soul. And you as a minister can come alongside and give encouragement there. Discipline. How do we become disciplined? Well, it is a prayerful act, but this is something too that we actually learn about. We actually look for internet links. We take classes like this right here. We talk to mentors. We actually ask them, how do you become an encourager? One of my mentors, Rich DeVos, when I was in my 30s, we would go to various events and so forth. And I always noticed that even though he was a billionaire, and now the Lord has taken him to be with him in heaven. But even though he was a billionaire, he made it a point to stop and talk to people. And he saw in moments positive traits that people had, and he wanted to encourage them to be who God has made them to be. So the word for today is discipline. Getting into learning. Learning the art of encouragement. Learning to be bold in being an encourager. So if you want to be one who is a person, a minister who lifts others up, it means actually working at the discipline of being an encourager. Thanks for stopping in. This is a big task. Each of these tasks in this mini course are things to pray about, to write down, and even to research. But I know that you can do it.